Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chav Beis. We are holding on daf Chav Aleph of Beis. We are at Toshima, second to last line of the page. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'iloi Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Le'ashalom, and Hashem Shev and Aliyah. Also by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all return home safely. And also by Rabbi Bruckheimer, in loving memory of his wife, Hindul Basel Yaakov HaKohen, Zichrona Livracha, and Hashem Shev and Aliyah, and in honor of his real Bar Mitzvah anniversary, which is Adar Sheni. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. First thing we're going to do today, and the bulk of the daf, is going to be the continuation of the sugya of Yeir Shalomidas that we learned yesterday in Machlokes between Abaye and Rava, whether Yeir Shalomidas is Yeir or not. And so far we brought seven rayas whether it is or is not Yeir. So we're going to bring rayas numbers 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. So the first raya that we're going to bring, raya number 8, is going to be about when the Yardane transports items from one person's property to another, and raya number 9 is going to be when a river sweeps away building materials from one property to another. Raya number 10 is going to be about truma that's taken, shalomidas balabayis, and then raya number 11 is going to be about hechsher lekabel tuma. So we're really taking a tour through Shas and learning about a lot of different interesting topics, and then maybe that's why we start with Eila Metzias, and for these, you get a big picture of you have a sugya that takes you on so many different topics through Shas. So it gives you a good background in a lot of things. When else are kids going to learn about Hashem the Kabbal Tumah? And raya number 12 is the final raya, and that raya is going to bring us back to a basic raya about an aveda. A lot of these rayas are just about things where there's a giloy das afterwards that's what I would have meant, but it doesn't really relate to yeush per se. And then the last raya brings us back to the primary topic, and it's going to be a final proof, and it's going to lead the Gemara to an actual psak halacha. And then midway through Amud Beis, we're then going to transition out of the sugya of Yeish Shalomidas, and the Gemara is going to have a further machlokas Abaye and Rava about the effectiveness of a simen that can be trampled upon. And the Gemara is going to have a couple of rayas in that machlokas. We're going to have two rayas in today's daf, another raya in tomorrow's daf, about the effectiveness of a simen that can be trampled upon. So let's begin two lines on the bottom of the page on daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Tashima, raya number 8 in the sugya of Yeir Shalomidas. Haganav shenatal mizav nasal nazeh. If a ganav steals something secretly and he gives it to someone else, v'chein gazlan, or a gazlan who steals something out in the open, shenatal mizav nasal nazeh, that takes from one person and gives to another person, v'chein yardein, and also an act of nature like the yardein, shenatal mizav nasal nazeh, that sweeps away someone's items and sweeps it away into someone else's field, mashenatal natal, mashenasal nasan. The person who received it is now the rightful owner of it. He has no mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, because the assumption is that the Bailim were Miyayish. So once there's Yayush, the person who got it landing in his field, or the Ganav or the Gazlan dumped it in his property or gave it to him, he's allowed to keep it. Why Dafka are we mentioning Yardane? So Rashi says, Lav Dafka, it's just a must be. The town of this price to live near the Yardane. So the natural example that he would use would be Yardane. It is interesting that the Yerushalmi Maseches Chala has such a tradition of this din, that Yardin Shenotel Mizeh V'Nasal Nazeh, and explains that it's not about Aveda at all. It's really about Kedushas HaAretz, that the Yardin is the border between Eretz Yisrael and Eretz HaAmim. So if the Yardin takes clods of earth from Eretz HaAmim and dumps it in Eretz Yisrael, Masha Nasa Nasan means that earth now has Kedushas HaAretz. And if it takes clods of earth from Eretz Yisrael and dumps it in Eretz HaAmim, Masha Natal Natal, and that earth now has a din of Eretz HaAmim. Sometimes people want to bring back dirt of Eretz Yisrael because they want to bring back dirt of Kedusha. We even have a minhag that they throw in some dirt of Eretz Yisrael by a kvura sometimes, so the person could be buried even though they're being buried in Chutz with the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. That Yerushalmi says doesn't work. Once it leaves Eretz Yisrael, it's not Eretz Yisrael anymore. The Ramban and the Rashba write that from the Gemara Maseches Becharos, it's mashma like the Yerushalmi, because whenever it says Yardane, it always means Dafka the Yardane, and not just some other body of land. But Anyway, we're going to go with Rashi, we're going to go with the simple reading of our Gemara, that it's lav dafka yardein, that it just talks about that something is moved from one person's property to another, and the reason you're allowed to keep it is because the bailum is a miyaesh. So bishlam, a gazlan, the yardein, I understand both in the case of a gazlan, who openly took something from other people, and the yardein as well, the kachazilu miyaesh. You see it being swept away, you see it being taken out of your possession, and therefore you actually have yiyush. But a ganav is someone who steals something secretly. So it could be that the bailam has no idea that it was stolen from him. So how can we say that there's yeyush? It must be that we're assuming that had he known, or as soon as he finds out, he will be miyayish, and that's yeyush shalomidas. So you see, the yeyush shalomidas is yeyush, and that's a kasha on abaye. So answer gemara, tir gemara papa, belistim mezuyah. No, over here, ganav doesn't mean someone who steals something totally secretly. It means a listim mezuyah, an armed bandit, meaning he's hiding out till the last moment, and then he finds his victim, he identifies his victim, he jumps out of the bushes with a gun in his hand, and he takes things from his victim. Say, Ihachi Hainu Gazlan. That sounds an awful lot like a Gazlan if he's a list of Mazian. So says Marno, Trey Gavni Gazlan. There are two types of Gazlan. There's someone that hides from other people, and he just finds his victim, and he attacks his victim with a weapon. And then there are those that don't hide from anybody. They're just out in the open. They just Gazlan from other people. So when we're quoting over here from this Brisa, we're quoting about a, when we say Gazlan, we mean a Gazlan who steals in the open. And when we say Ganav, we mean a list of Mazian who steals kind of in the open. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to Raya number 9 from a Braisa, another Kasha from a Braisa. Tashema, we have a Braisa. Shatav nar korav etzav avanav nesanav betoch stei chavero. If a river sweeps up someone's building materials, beams and things like that, and stones, and dumps them in someone else's field, harei l'shalo, the person whose field they landed in gets to keep them. Because you can assume that the Bailim was aware that it was taken away from them, and they had yeyush. So the Gemara is medayik. Oh, because they actually had yeyush. Time of the nisyashua bailim hastam alo. It sounds like the only reason you're allowed to keep them is because you can work with the assumption that there was actual yeyush. But if it was stama, where they didn't necessarily have yeyush yet because they wouldn't be aware of it yet, then it would not be we would not assume yeyush. So you see that yeyush lamidas is not considered yeyush. Akasha on Rava. So says Marachem. No, that which the word medayik, that is stam aveda, where people don't know about it, is talking about an aveda where you're able to save it. And that's what the Brisa is saying, that if the bailum were not nisyayish from it, the zocha, the person who received it, wouldn't be able to keep it. And Rava's moda that yeyush shalomidas doesn't work in such a case. Ihachi, if that's the case, that it's we're talking about a situation where you're able to save it, and then the guy who finds it has to return it, say, ema Seifa, why then does the Seifa of the Brisa say, that if you see the Bailim chasing after them to try to save them, to try to save his building materials, so Chayiv, then the person whose property they ended up in, does need to return it, because you see the original owner is still chasing after it. Well, Ibi Cholun Lahatzil, if it's the kind of thing he's going to be able to save, Ma'ir Yimratin, why does he also need to physically be running after it? Afilu Yimratin, even if he's not physically running after it, that could be because he knows that it's biyado lahatzil. So he'll run after it later. He'll come for it tomorrow. So the bottom line is, he's not miyayish. Why is it that the Sefer says, no, only if he's chasing it, only then do you have to return it? So it says, Mar Hachem Ha'eskin b'chol natzal de'ed chak. Now the case is, he's able to save it, but only if he acts right now. If he starts chasing and starts running immediately, and therefore Miradfin, if he actually does that and he realizes, if I act now I can still save it, and you see he's acting now, he's running, he's chasing, so then you see lo yayush, you know that he didn't have yayush, but ain't Miradfin, but if he's just leaves it alone and he doesn't run after it, then you know that obviously he did have a sense of yayush, and that's why the person who ends up with it is allowed to keep it. Raya number 10, so now we go beyond a typical Aveda, Tashema, meaning beyond even the sugyas of Aveda and Yeush. Now we're going to bring rise to Yeush Lamidas from other things that that there's a Giloy Das later on that had I known originally, that's what my mindset would have been. Not necessarily about Yeyush, but we use it as a proof in the Sugya of Yeyush because it's about the same idea of a Giloy Das later on. So Tashima, we bring a Raya. Ketzad Amru HaTorim Shlomi Das Shumas V'Shuma. What would be an example where a person is Torim without the Das of the Baal Bayis? Mafresh Truma from someone's produce without his das, and that truma is going to work. So, someone goes into another person's property, velikate, and he starts taking from the peros, vitaram. He takes enough peros that would work as truma, and he's mafresh truma shelo berishus without any permission from the balasada. So, im choshish mishum gezel, if you see that the balasada is not happy about this and he thinks that you're doing a maisa gzela by taking truma for him, then ain't truma so truma. Then that truma that you were mafresh is invalid. But v'imlav truma so truma. If you see that the Bala Sada does not view this as a maisa gezel, and he seems to be perfectly okay with the fact that you're taking truma for him, even though he didn't ask you to do so, well then it's a valid truma. I'm not a mind reader. How am I supposed to know whether the Bala Sada views me as a gezel when I'm taking truma or not? So very simple, says the Braisa. Harei Shabbat. Bala Bayis Mutsa'o. Let's say you're caught in the act. Your middle being mafresh shuma for him from his produce, and he sees you. Va'amelo kalachet zeliyafos, and he says to you, you should be taking from the better fruits. Why are you taking from the average fruits? Take from the best of the fruits. So imnimtzu yafos mehen shumas shuma. If there actually are better fruits, then you know that he is supportive of this endeavor, and the truma is actually truma. But v'imlav, if there aren't better fruits, ain't truma so truma. Then that's something we call sarcasm, right? If there are no better fruits, and he says, oh, if I had gold, would you be giving that too? If I had diamonds, would you be giving that too? Meaning, what are you doing? You're taking away my stuff. So that's a sarcastic comment when he says, kol chetzel yafos, you know that he's machzik, that he considers you to be a gazlan. So that's how you're able to tell. So the Bryce is giving advice on how to detect sarcasm. So the Bryce brings another example where you can tell that the Bailum doesn't mind and that he's perfectly happy with you being mafresh as truma. Liktu abailum vosifu alehen. Let's say the Bailum joins you and he starts adding to the truma. So ben kach truma so truma. Then whether there are better payros or there aren't better payros, then the truma is going to be valid. Why is he joining you in this endeavor if it's not something that he would approve of? The Meiri raises a question. What do you mean that he's Mosif Alehen? It's not the way Truma works. If someone is Mafresh Truma, that's it. That's the Truma. If you then go back and try to add more Truma, it doesn't work. You can only be Mafresh Truma once. It's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Mesechus Trumos that someone who's Taurim and Tzalu Biyado Echon Mishishim, that you take even the Ayin Ra'ah, the most stingy shear of Truma, which is 1/60th. So Truma, so Truma. And then if you go back to try to be Mosif on it, it's just Tevel. It's not meaning it's not going to be truma at all. Whatever your mosif doesn't have a shame truma. So the Meiri suggests when it says over here truma so truma, it means the shliach's truma is truma. The first guy's truma is truma, not the Baal Bayis. Meaning just the fact that the Baal Bayis is trying to be mosif is enough of a voice of approval of the actions of the shliach. Even though Yenochinami, the Baal Bayis is namaret. What he's trying to be mosif is not actually going to be mosif anything. It's not actually going to work at all. That's how the Meiri understands. So anyway, we still haven't said what the Raya is. How do we see from here that Yeyush Shlomi Das is Yeyush? So it says more, Chinimtzu Yafos Mehen Trumasu Truma Amai. Why is it that if you happen to find better produce, that the Truma is actually going to be a valid Truma? Be'inna Detarim Alo Aviyada. After all, at the time that you were taking this Truma, the Bailim didn't even know about it. It's only after the Afrasha, he was Megaladas, that he was maskim. It was after that frosh. He says, you know what? Good job. You know, you should have even taken from better produce. So you see that it's a giloy das that he says at the end is going to work l'mafreya already going back to the shas hafrasha. So if we could say that about a giloy das for taking truma, mistama, we could say the same thing about a giloy das of yeyush, that even though the guy doesn't have yeyush immediately, but if afterwards he's going to have yeyush, we can push that back l'mafreya to when when the Aveda was initially found. So therefore, that's the Raya to Yeyush Lomidas, that it is Yeyush. So answering Gemara, Tir Gemara Rava, Alib Dabaye, Deshav Yeshliach. That Rava explains the Brisa so that it shouldn't be a Kasha Anabaye, that the case is, we're not talking about it in the Brisa, where the guy did it on his own to be Mafresh Shuma that belongs to someone else. The Baile made him a Shliach to be Mafresh those payros. And in that case, Abaye is going to be Moda, that we're so Mech on a Gilei Das. Yeah, a Gilei Das at the end works if he initially made you a shliach, but in the case of a yeyush, there's no shlichus, there's no relationship, it's just stam, a giloy das. So that's how Rava defends the opinion of Abaye, right? It's fascinating that in the sugi of yeyush lomidas, which is one of the yalkigams, the first of the yalkigam, it's the yud of the yalkigam, where we paskin like Abaye, and we have 12 rayas, and we go back and forth, so it seems like it's an all-out, you know, they pull out all the stops. The only reason Abaye wasn't shlugged up earlier in the sugi was because Rava had defended Abaye earlier in the sugi. Rava was the one that was Tirgum Rava, Alibada Abaye. So Rava, ultimately kept Abaye alive for another couple of rayas, and then ultimately Abaye is the one who we paskin like, because there's going to be a raya against Rava that we're not going to have an answer for. So the Gemara first says, but wait, Rava's suggestion to defend Abaye is not Stama's suggestion, it's something that seems to be pretty muchach, it's something that is most mistaver, hachinami mistavra, that it must be that we're talking about that the fellow made him a shliach. If you think that this case of Truma is talking about a case where he did not make him a shliach, would the Truma even work if he didn't make you a shliach? The whole source that shlichus works from Truma is from the pasuk Kain Tarimu Gam Atem Truma Hashem, which is really about Truma's Meister, but it's the same idea that it says Gam Atem. So we darshan Atem Gam Atem. The extra Gam is the Rabbo Shluchachem, that you could have a shliach take Truma for you. So from the riboy of Gam Atem, you see that a shliach is just like you, that having a shliach do it is the same as having you do it, and therefore Ma Atem Ledaitchem, just like when you do it, you are aware of what you are doing. Avshluchachem mid ledaitchem. So too, the only way it works to have a shliach be mafresh truma for you is when he's doing it ledas balabayis, which means you made him a shliach. So it can't be that the Bryce is talking about where he went and he did it on his own, because that's not ledaitchem. And the only way it works is ledaitchem. Ela hachamai skinan gonda shav yeshliach. So it must be that you made the guy a shliach. V'amalei zil trom. He said, go take truma for me. V'lo amalei trom mehani. But you didn't say which peros to take from. V'stame de balabais, and from the balabais's instructions, the shliach understood kitarim mibenin esutarim. That meaning one would have understood that he meant to take from the benin, is from regular produce. V'azalihu v'tarim yafos. But the shliach decided to go and take from the very best produce. V'balabais mitzo, and the balabais found him. Amalei kolachetz al yafos. You should take from the best, from the very best. So imnimtzu yafos man shumasu shuma. If there is idis to idis, if there happens to be an even better produce that the shliach is not taking from, then you could assume that the truma is valid and the balabais is serious. But v'imlav ain't truma so truma. But if there is no better produce than what the shliach is already taking, then the balabais' comment is presumed to be sarcastic, that he really wanted you to take from the beininess, and here you are taking from his very best, and therefore it is not a fulfillment of the shlichus, and the truma is not valid. Tosfos raises the question. The Gemara in the end of Ksubas and Daf Tzadi Tes says that even though minastam a bal habayis is mafresh echon michamishim an ayin beninus, right? When we know that on a Torah level the shear of truma, there is no shear of truma. Chita achas poteres es kol akri, that a single stalk of wheat will work for truma no matter how big your silo of grain is. But there are certain shiurim that are within the proper range, right? So echad michamishim is average, echad me'arba'im is generous, echad mishishim is somewhat stingy. So the Gemara in Ksuba says that even though min astam, we assume most people are average, they'd want to give 2%, but if the shliach is mafresh echad me'arba'im or echad mishishim, truma su truma, because he could say, that's how I assessed what the balabai, I thought the balabai was a little more stingy, I thought the balabais was a little more generous. So over here also asks Tosos, why can't the shliach say that I thought the balabais was a little more? He never told me which kind of produce. He just said, be mafresh truma. So I thought he'd want to give minayafos. Why is that any different than a shliach who goes and takes 1/40th when he wasn't given a number, when he wasn't told exactly what percentage to take, where he could say, I thought he was being a little more generous. Why should this be any different? So Tosos suggests that over there, it's based on a particular shear that the chachamim were koveya. So when you say, I thought he was a little more generous, lefi one of the shiurim that the chachamim were koveya, that's within a certain range that the shliach is allowed to say, that's what I assumed, and the truma is still going to be valid. But when you stop, just go to his best stuff, there's no shir chachamim to give from the best stuff, so that if the balabayas was not interested in that, then the truma would not be valid. There is a gemara in Maseches Nedarim where the gemara is not sure if someone is Torah miperu shalo al shel chavero, do you need das bailim for that? Meaning, if let's say I'm not taking Truma for him from his stuff, I'm being mafresh Truma for him from my stuff. Do I need das bailim? It's not costing him anything. I'm using my produce to be mafresh Truma for him. So the Rashba asks the Kasha, but what do you mean? It's a gzeres hakasuf. Meaning, this is not about what presumptions can you make. Our Gemara just said, forget about what you normally assume. Yeah, Shlomi Das, do I assume there's Gilei Das? And he would have, and it doesn't matter what he would have. You need the Daitchem over here. So how could the Gemara be Masupuk about me being Mafrish from my produce to cover his Truma? It's not L'Daitchem. So the Rashba answers that it's only when you're Torah Mishal Chavero, Al Shal Chavero, that you actually need Das Bailim. But when you're Torah Mishalo, Al Shal Chavero, you don't need Shlichus. It's all Talui if it's considered a Zuchus to the Bailim and Zachan Adam Shlo Bifanov, or is it considered to be a Chov and in Chavin Ella Bifanov? Meaning the idea is it might be considered a Chov because I'm taking away from him the opportunity for the mitzvah, or it's a Zuchus because monetarily it's a Zuchus for him. He ends up not losing anything. So the Ktsos explains the reason for the Chilik is that we don't say Zachan Adam Shlo Bifanov unless you Zocha in something for him. But when you're Mafresh Mishal Chavero Al Shal Chavero, you're not being zocha something for him, lehepich, you're taking from him for the Kohen, and that's going to require das bailim. But when you're Torah mishalo, then you're mezaka the bailim, and therefore it's maybe you don't need das bailim in such a case. Meaning, if I'm Torah from his stuff, so then of course I'm going to need das bailim, because you can't say zachin, because that would be what the Ktsos terms zachin me adam and not zachin le adam. It's the top five famous Ktsos. Zachin me adam versus zachin le adam. If I'm zachin le adam, that's pure zachiyah, and that I don't need l'daitchem. But if I'm zachin me adam, I'm taking from his stuff to be mafresh shuma. Well, then I'm going to need l'daitchem. So the Gemara brings a maisa relating to gilui das of a shliach. Amir marzuch of Vashi ilkul bustana de Mari Bar Isak. They were in the orchard of Mari Bar Isak. And the Murray was not around at the time. So the sharecropper was there, and he wanted to be a good host. So he figured, okay, the balabai is not here. Let me feed the guests. So he took out some dates and some pomegranates. And he threw it in front of them. I don't know, shadda must mean he placed it nicely. He served it. So he provided them with these fruits. Amem Ravashi achli. Amem Ravashi ate from them. Marzutra lo achli. Marzutra would not eat from it because the owner wasn't there. How do I know that he's happy serving these fruits? Adahachi, also Mari Barisak. In the meantime, Mari Barisak came home, Ashkechinu, and he saw what was going on. Vamile Larise, and he said to his sharecropper, Amailo Isis Lurabadaman of Shapirta, why didn't you give them even the better fruits? So Amle, so Amem Ravashi, the Marzutra, so Amem Ravashi said to Marzutra, Hashta Amailo Achumar, now that you know that the Balabai is okay with it and even wanted to give us the better fruits, why aren't you eating now? Vatanya, didn't we learn in the Brisa that if the Balabai says to the Shliach, that in Nimtzu Yafos man Shumasu Truma, that if there are in fact better fruits than the Truma is a good Truma because he's Megalodas, that's what he really wanted. So over here also, there actually are better fruits. So he's Megaladas Amalahu. So Marzucha said, Hachi Amarava, Larmu Kalachetz Eliyafos, Elin Shuma Bilvad. That whole idea of Kalachetz Eliyafos is only when it comes to Shum, Mishum de Mitzvahu Vinichale. Because the Afrash is a mitzvah, and the Peros are Omeid Lekach, the Peros are meant for that purpose. Aval Hacha, but over here, where there's no mitzvah to give from your Peros to visiting rabbis, Mishum Ksifusu Damar Hachi. The only reason he said this is because he's embarrassed not to say it. So even though there's a mitzvah to be mechabe tamid chamo, so but that's not a mitzvah on the peros. Meaning, when it comes to truma, these peros were earmarked for a particular mitzvah called truma. But when it comes to being mechabe tamid cham, it's a nice thing to do and it's a mitzvah of some sort. But it's not something that that you could say that these peros are earmarked for that purpose. Chachmas Menach in the back of the Gemara says, "Ooh, you see from this Gemara that you're not allowed to be mekabel matana from someone who's only giving it mishum ksifusa. That if someone is only giving it because they're embarrassed and they feel that the social circumstances dictate that they should be giving you this matana, you have to say no thank you. You have to turn down the matana. And it's yeshba mishum gezel, and that's where we apply the principle, sone matana sichya. Meaning, why sone matana sichya? A lot of times people are very happy to give gifts, but a lot of times they're not. And if they're not, then sone matanos yichya. So says the Chachmas Menoach. Raya number 11. So this raya is from the sugi of Hechshel Kabel Tumah. We know that in order for food to become Tamei, it first needs to be Hukshel Kabel Tumah by coming into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim. But it's not enough that it comes into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim. It has to be that it comes into the Mashkim and only Machshu the food to be Kabel Tumah if it's Beratzon Habaylin, that the owner of the food wants the one of those Zayin Mashkim to be on the food. So says the Gemara Tashma, we have a raya from a Braisa. Someone puts peros on his roof, and then dew falls on the peros. Odeo atalalein, if while the peros are still wet from the dew, samach, he's happy about it. Hareza b'chiyutan, good. So then it's hukshal lekabel tumah because he was happy, and it's one of the Zayin Mashkim of Yad Shachatam. The test of Yad Shachatam is Tal, so it's one of the Zayin Mashkim. Nigvu, if the peros dried up and there is no longer any Tal on them, so Afal Pisha Samach, even though he's happy about the fact that there was Tal on them, Ein L'Chiyutan. That doesn't help retroactively. They're not going to be Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. So Taimamai, what's the reason when he's happy about it after it dries up that it doesn't help L'Mafreya to consider it to be something that he was happy about made? Isn't it because we do not look at things that way? We don't retroactively take his happiness now and apply it back to when it was originally wet. So you see, similarly, when it comes to Yeish, if it was Yeish Lomidas, right now there is no Yeish because he doesn't know to be Miyaish, even though later on, when he finds out about it, there will be Yeish. Apparently, you cannot take a mindset that will be there later on and apply it retroactively. So this is a Raya against Rava. So says Gemara, Shaini Hasam, no, in that case, it's different. By Hakshal Kabel Tumah, Dichsiv Ki Yitain, Ad sheyitain. It says kiyitain. I mean, even though it's pronounced kiyutan, the spelling is kiyitain, which implies that the bialim actually has to put it there midaito, that it can't be something that lands there on its own. Ihachi reishanami. Well, if that's the case, when tal comes, he never put it there midaito. When he's happy, when the tal is still on it, how come that's considered hechsher? He didn't put the tal there. God did that. So it says mara hasam kederav papa. Yeah, that's good enough because of based on what. Rav Papa taught us. So Rav Papa Rami, Rav Papa asked Estira, Ksiv Kiyitain. The spelling in the pasuk is Kiyitain without a vav, which makes it sound like the Bailim himself is wetting the produce. Vikarinan Kiyutan, but the pronunciation is Kiyutan, which sounds like it was placed there on its own. Ha Ketzad, so what's the case? Be'inan, meaning what's the case where Hechsher is going to work? Be'inan Kiyutan Dum Yudachiyitain. The Bailim doesn't actually need to be the one that places it there, but when it happens on its own, it's got to be similar to a circumstance of where he would have placed it there. In that, Mayitim Ludas, just like anything he actively does, is obviously something he tried to do, he wanted to do. Afkiyuta nami l'das. Even when it happens on its own, as long as he is approving of it, that his das is there at that time, that's when it's going to be hukshar l'kabel tuma. So essentially we're saying, you cannot bring a raya from the sugya of hukshar l'kabel tuma, where there's a specific zeres hakosuv that you need the das at the moment to shalom das, where there is no specific zeres hakosuv that you need the yeush at that very moment. Even on the original raya, the Shittim Gvetzes quotes one of the Rishonim that l'chora Rava is moda by a davar sheish bo simen, that since minastam it's not omid liyeush that you need das bailim in order to be matirit. So if and being megala das afterwards that he was miyayish doesn't help. Remember at the very beginning of the sugya we said yeah there's machlok sabay and Rava by yeush lo midas, but there are certain circumstances where even Rava is going to be moda. Circumstances where even Abaye is going to be moda. So the case where Rav was moda was something that had a simen. So we don't just assume that the guy is going to be miyayish. And even if Lebesofi is miyayish, we don't carry that yeush backwards. So over here also, these peros minastam are not omed to be to have hechshel kabel tuma so soon. And since the Torah requires das bailim in order to be machshir, how does it help the fact that he's happy about it at the end? So he suggests, you don't suggest, well, you put him on a roof. If you put him on a roof, then you knew that the towel was, it comes down every morning. There's no stopping it. So that's considered that it's omeid, that it's going to be, that you were happy about the hechsher. It's omeid to be merutza, that the bailim would be happy about the hechsher. So it's similar to a davar she'ein bo simen, that's omeid liyeush. So the fact that you were happy about it afterwards can retroactively be applied, if not for the fact that it's a special gzeres hakasuv over there. Okay, so now we move on to the final raya in the sugya of Yeish Lomidas. Tashma Adam Rabbi Yochum Yishum Rabbi Yishmael ben Yotzadak. Minay l'aveda sheshtofa nohar shimutaras. How do I know that if an aveda was swept away by a river, that whoever finds it is allowed to keep it, even though it has a simen? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says by Hashavas aveda v'chein tasa l'chamaro v'chein tasa l'sim l'sov v'chein tasa l'chal aveda sachicha asher tovad mimenu umatzasa. So from the word mimenu, we darshin misha avuda imenu mutsuya etzel kal adam, that if it's lost from its owner, but it would be found by other people, so yatzazu, as opposed to shavudu menu veinu mutziyas al kaladim, as opposed to something that no one would ever be able to find because there's no one that's able to save it from the river. So yeah, we'll land up somewhere, but there's no one that would have confidence that they would be able to find it, and therefore, even if eventually you do find it, there's not going to be a chiv of hashavas aveda. Meaning, the mitzvah of hashavas aveda is limited to circumstances where it's only an aveda to the bailin, but it's not an aveda to the rest of the world. But something that's an aveda to the rest of the world, there's no mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. So the Gemara says, V'isura dumya ta'atera, that since an Aveda that's matzui to the rest of the world, that you're not allowed to take it for yourself, and an Aveda that's an Aveda for everybody, you're allowed to take it for yourself. Both of those halachas are derived from the same pasuk, right? The isur of keeping an Aveda for yourself and the heter of when you are allowed to keep it for yourself are both derived from the same pasuk. So we darshin mahatera, just like in the case where you're allowed to keep it for yourself, that it's avuda mikol adam, it's bein dispa simin bein deles pa simin, it doesn't matter whether it has a simin or not, shara, it's mutter. Af isura, so too the example where you're not allowed to take it for yourself is bein dispa simin bein deles pa simin asura, it's going to be asura whether there's a simin or not, meaning even if there's no simin, and if, therefore as soon as the bailim finds out about the aveda, he will be miyayish, but if he hasn't yet found out and he wasn't miyayish, you're not allowed to keep it for yourself. The iser to keep it for yourself is even if less basimin, there is no simin. So tiyufta de Rava, tiyufta. This is a tiyufta on Rava without any tshuva, and therefore vilksa kavaseid Abaye biyal kigam. We pass like Abaye in the yal kigam, and this is the first of the yal kigam. This is yeish shalomidas. So the Gemara says, just wrapping up the sugya of yeish shalomidas. Rami le Ravach read Rava le Ravashi v'chem yachad di yitos of Rava hani tamri dizika heichiach lino lehu. So we just ask halacha lemaisa. You know the common practice is that when dates are blown off of a tree, people eat them all the time. But if we don't paskin like Rava, the Bailim were not miyayish on them because it's marei mochiach aleim. They have a particular look to them that you know what tree they came from. So the Bailim don't have yayish on them. So how is it that we're allowed to eat from them? Rashi is bothered by the kasha. All the Rishonim are bothered by the kasha that the Gemara says, "Oh, once we reject Rava, I'm bothered by this." Sounds like according to Rava, the Tamarim are going to be fine. But we learned on that Rava's moda by anything that's chazusa mochiach alav that it belongs to the Bailim and it's not omid l'siyayish mimeda, that wouldn't even be an example of yayish shalomidas. So of course, even Rava would be moda that this is a problem. So what kind of the formulation is very strange. It's a great question, but it's not just a question on Rava, it's a question on everybody. Rava wouldn't be happy about this either. So Rashi suggests, that Rav Ach is saying that once Rava is rejected, just to be mechazik the kasha, that even on something that has no simen, you can't be somech on something that's misyayish shlo b'sof. So kol shkein, these tamarim that do have a simen, you can't be somech on a yeyush that you hope might one day come. That yeyush is not omeh to come when there's a simen. But really, in a chinami, it's a kasha both on Rava and on Abaye, or it's a kasha on the behavior of people. Why are we eating these dates? So Amalei, so he explained, even though they may have a simen, but there are all sorts of little creatures that come and eat these fruits, so therefore as soon as they fall off the tree, people have yeush from them. Okay, but what if you have there's a chashash that these peros come from trees that are owned by Yisomim Ketanim that do not have enough das to affect Yeush, so then there should be no heter to eat these peros. So why are we eating these peros? Maybe they fell off trees that belong to Yisomim. You don't have to assume that things come from peros of Yisomim. You follow the rove. Most of the time, Yisomim are not the ones that own the... It's even a strange havamina. Why would you make... what percentage of land is owned by Yisomim? I guess back then, people died very young. You know, that it's much more common for people to die young and for Yisomim to own property. Anyway, Muchsak va'omid mai, what if you know it belongs to Yisomim? Or karacht mai, or if you have palm trees that are surrounded by a fence where there's no shkatzim or muslim that can get in. So there is no automatic yeush that you assume that the shkatzim or muslim are going to get in. Some of the Asirans say, in a chanami, in those cases, we shouldn't eat those dates. The only heter to eat the dates is because you assume that there is a yeush. Okay, that concludes the sugya of yeush lomidas. Then the Mishnah went on to say, that if you find krichos in Rosh Hasharabim, you're allowed to keep those, even though the way the bundle is tied might be a simen. So Amar Rabba comments, the Mishnah is talking about even if there's a simen in the krichos, we still say you're allowed to keep it. Why? Well, there's a simen. Alma kasavar Rabba simena asuli daris laavi simen. It must be that Rabba holds that if it's the kind of thing people will trample on and therefore easily ruin the simen, that's not considered a valid simen. That's mechayev the finder in Hashavas Aveda, because the Bailim assumes minastam they'll be trampled all over. Rava Amar, Rava disagrees with Rabba, and he says lo shana b'davar she'en bo simen, that when we say you're allowed to keep these krichos, that's only if there's no simen. Al b'davar she'esh bo simen chayev lahachris, if there is a simen, you have a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Al muksav Rava simen asu lidaris havi simen. Apparently Rava holds that even a simen that will be trampled is considered a valid simen. Some have a different version of how Rabba and Rava presented their cases, that namely, it wasn't as a comment on our Mishnah, it was just a standalone comment. Simen also the Daris, Rabba Amar Lav, Simen Rava Amar Avi Simen, that if you have a Simen that will be trampled, that is likely to be trampled upon and therefore ruined, so it's a machlokas, Rabba and Rava, whether it's a Simen or not. My nafkamina, whether you present it as an ukimta in the Mishnah, as a way of taiching up the Mishnah, or you just present it as a standalone machlokas. So in the Sefer Mayanei HaChachma, he suggests that according to the second Lashon, we could assume that the reason Rava holds it's Havi Simen is because Minastam, people will not trample on it. They'll pick it up in order to be Mekayim in the Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. I mean, you walk by and you see an item with a Simen, you'll just step on it, you pick it up in order to do HaShavas Aveda. But in a Makom, that's Mitzuyim Nachrim and Behemos, where it's more likely that there are non-Jews and there are, who don't have a Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, and there are Behemos who obviously don't have a Mitzvah of Shavas Aveda and don't have the Das to do anything with it. So then, maybe Rava would be Moda to Rabba. Abba. But according to the first lashon, you can't say that, because from the fact that he said, oh, the Mishnah must be talking about when there's no simin, and that's why there was no Hashavas Aveda, why don't you just say that there are Nachman Behemos, and that's why there's no Hashavas Aveda? So you see that even in a Makom that there are Nachman Behemos, there still would be Hashavas Aveda, according to Rava, if you say like the first lashon. So let's try to bring a raya. Tanan. Krichos Bereshus Ram Arei L'Shalom, Bereshus Yachid, no to L'machriz. You find Krichos and Rishus Ram, you're allowed to keep it, and Rishus Yachid, you need to announce it. So that's a kasha and Rava. Why? Because Hechidami, Idolas Busimin, if there's no Simin, Rishus Yachid, my Machriz, what exactly are you going to announce when you find it in Rishus Yachid? Elav de Isbu, must be that it does have a Simin, Vikatani, Bereshus Ram Arei L'Shalom, and even though it has a Simin, in Rishus Rabim, you're allowed to keep it. Alma Simin, Asi L'Daris, Lav a Simin, Tiyuf de Drava. So you see that the Simin is worthless, that even though it has a Simin, you find it in Rishus Rab, you can keep it. So that's a tiyufta on Rava. So answers the Gemara, no. Amalach Rava liyalim de lesbu simin. We're really talking about the Mishnah Yisrael, talking about a case where there is no simin on the krichos, and therefore Bereshus Harabim, you're allowed to keep it. Udika amrit. Ah, if there was no simin, we were bothered. Bereshus Yachin, my machriz. What are you going to announce when you find the Bereshus Yachin? Machriz makom. You just say, I found an aveda in this place, and wait for someone to come and identify what the aveda is. So you have your machriz, where you found it. Rabba Amar Makom La Avisimin. Rabba says that's not enough of a simin, and you can't return it to somebody just because they tell you they lost an aveda in that place. Ditmar Makom Rabba Amar La Avisimin. Rabba Amar Havisimin. The real machlokes Rabba and Rabba over here is whether Makom is considered a valid simin or not. Okay, Belshem. Tomorrow we'll pick up with yet another raya in this sugya of simin Ha'asui Lidareis. Everyone have a wonderful day, an easy fast.